A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Chaf Dalid, Zvachim 24a, pagination is 47. We'll start on the third line at the two dots at the end of the line, quoting from the Mishnah, Omer al Gabe Kelim. If the Kohen is standing on top of a vessel, al Gabe Behema, on top of an animal, let's say the animal's leg, and the Kohen is therefore not standing on the Beis HaMikdash floor itself, al Gabe Ragle Chavero, on the leg of his friend, again, he's not touching the floor, Pasul, his Avoda is invalid. Minolon, how do you know this? The Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, because the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael taught, Hoil v'ritzpa mikadeshes, just like the floor of the Beis HaMikdash is holy. Uklisharis mikadshim, and the klisharis, the vessel, is also holy. Ma klisharis lo yehi davar chotzeitz, beino levein klisharis, just like the klisharis. You're not allowed to have a separation between the hand of the Kohen and the vessel as you do the Avodah. Af ritzpa lo yedavu chotzis beino levein haritzpa. Similarly, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash cannot have anything between him and the floor when he's doing the Avodah. Says the Gemara, Utsricha, and you need all three cases, that if you were told vessels, you still have to be told animal, and if you know those, you still have to be told the foot of his friend, that all of these are considered chatzitza and are pasul. D'iash minon kli, because if I was only told vessel, mishum delav mina de basar ninu, because it's not flesh at all. So of course it's a separation, I understand that. Ava behema, but an animal, the mina de basarhu, what's separating is flesh. I would think maybe it's min bimino of some sort, that it's the same type, so it's not really a separation. Ema lo. V'iyash minon behema, and if I was told the animal, de lav mina de adamhu, I would say the reason it's puzzle is because it's not the type of person, and therefore it's a chatzitza of a chavero, but his friend, the Adam who, that it's a person, Ema lo, I would think is different. Tzricha, I need all the cases, so that I'm told the case that's more frequent, the vessel case, and then we add on the animal case, and then we add on, even a person would also be considered a chatzitza. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer taught, Raglo achas al akliv, raglo achas al haritzpa. Let's say it was only one foot that's on the problematic situation on the vessel, but his other foot is resting firmly on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, raglo achas al ha'even, raglo achas al haritzpa. Similarly, regarding a stone, roin kol she'ilu yinot al hakli. If the vessel was taken away, v'tinat el ha'evin, and the stone was taken away, yachal lamar al raglo achas v'yavod, he could stand there and do the avoda on one foot alone, avodasa kashira, then it's good. V'im lav avodasa psula, but if not, then the avoda is pasul, because he needs that foot. That's how he's balancing right now. He's pushing on it to that extent, and if it was taken away, it wouldn't work, so he's obviously pushing on it to that extent. Apparently, if he would be able to stand on one foot, that would be considered enough that he's standing on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. This concept of if the thing would be taken away is similar to what we discussed in the previous session of Yoshev in more contemporary halachas, where the person is meant to be standing and he's leaning to some extent. If you'd pull the item away, he would fall, then he's not considered standing. And here also, to what extent is he standing on the foot that is firmly planted in the Beis HaMikdash, on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash? Bayu Reb Ami, Rabbi Ami asked, Nidal dolo ho'even va'omadale ho'mahu. If the stone of the Beis HaMikdash was dislodged and he's standing on it, what's the halacha? Heichan de'ein daito lachabra lo tibo ilach. The presentation of the Gemara is that if his intent is not to reattach it, I'm not asking the question, devadei chaitzo, then it's a separation because this has no longer anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Ki tibo ilach. When am I asking you the question? Didaito lachabra. My intent is to attach it. My, what's the halacha? Kevon didaito lachabra commander mechuber damya. Since my intent is to attach it, it should be considered as if it is attached. O dilma, or maybe, hashta miya hatalisha. Right now, it is detached. What's the halacha in such a case? The Gemara continues and presents a shaila along similar lines, and the Gemara continues and states, Teku, let the question stand, which presumably, in a typical way, would mean you shouldn't do it lechatchila, but we can't aser the avoda necessarily if it was done. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.